Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hunt, CEO, founder, chief cook, and bottle washer on S3 Productions. And today, we're going to do, we're going to do Capriccio Italian. Capriccio Italian. This is by Tchaikovsky. This is Arthur Fiedler conducting the Boston Pops Orchestra in 1941. This is on 12-inch Victor RCA Red Seal Records. Come on, get up here. Come on. My production assistant just jumped into my lap here. Tell you a little quick story before we start. We happen to be stopping at Goodwill Donation Center on the way home running errands. And this is one of those rare times where I actually found the four record album set. This is, again, RCA Victor or Victor Red Seal Records. And all the records were complete. The flip side of this was 1812 Overture, which is always one of my favorites. So with that in mind, and before we start, just a quick note here. The Capriccio Italian Opus 45 is a fantasy for orchestra composed between January and May of 1880 by Tchaikovsky. And the typical performance of the piece lasts 15 minutes. And this whole thing started when Tchaikovsky went to Italy and was inspired to write this. And this is one off of four records, and I edited it into one complete record. So I hope you enjoy it. So with that, sit back and enjoy your tour of Italy. See you in a bit.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, I've never been to Italy, so the best I can do is rely on the words of others. But in doing some searching on Wikipedia, I found that conductor Joanne Fletta, Falletta, says, "We are hearing foreigners' voices of Italy regarding the Capriccio Italian. However, the Capriccio Italian has great power, even though it's practically a pops piece. Tchaikovsky knows what the instruments can do in a virtuoso way. He brings them to the limit in the most stilling of fashion. He has the gifts of mixing families of instruments just right, like the cantabile strings along with the mighty brass. I hear the ballet element and everything." Tchaikovsky writes, "His sense is rhythm. You can practically dance to both scores." Well, seeing as I can't dance, all I can do is sit back and get lost in the music and, in my mind, travel to Italy. So I'm hoping that's what you all accomplished. This is Kurt Hunt. I hope you enjoyed my episode of Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records. If you have any comments, you can always reach me at kurthunt74@yahoo.com. You can reach me through Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, Google Plus, or through S3 Productions 2, Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records on Facebook. Hope you enjoyed. Thank you. Goodbye.